Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Wake Up Call.
Damn it, I want a monkey in this studio.
Kevin, Katie, and Rafe on 106.5 The End.
Tuesday Woo! On the Wake Up Call, Woo! Stephanie is here with hashtag girl problems.
I'm a boss-ass bitch! 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 Am I off? Am I off?
What?
Bitch! No. Bitch! You're perfect.
Can you hear yourself?
Off. It fell off!
Can you hear it?
Nope.
It fell off!
You're
can you hear it?
Bitch!
No. Right.
Oh,
nothing.
No. Mm-mm. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi!
Welcome back. How have you been?
Oh, I've been okay!
Okay, so the last time we spoke, you took a vacation to Elk Grove.
Yes, I did.
And so did that make you feel refreshed?
Yes.
Good. Have you started making plans for your next vacation?
Oh. I was thinking about Rio Linda because it sounds so exotic.
Oh,
yeah. It sounds like a beach town.
Yes. Where are you vacationing, Stephanie? Rio Linda. I'll be on the beach.
All right. Hashtag girl problems on the Wake Up Call. What do you got today?
How can I shed this much hair and still have any on my head? Hashtag hair today, gone tomorrow. Hashtag holy shed. Hashtag girl problems.
God, can I relate to that?
Girl, me too. There was a time where I was shedding so much, and it was all coming out of one section.
Huh.
One part, this part right here.
Okay.
And I didn't know what happened. I lost all my hair right there.
That sounds like alopecia.
It wasn't alopecia because it didn't happen anywhere else in my body. It was one spot, and I think it was the brush that I was using.
Why? Oh, what kind of brush?
I was told later by a friend of mine, Stephanie, don't brush your hair with that. That's for grills.
Oh.
And I said, what is that? What's a grill? And he said, that's where people cook meat. And then he took it away, and then my hair started to come back. So I think it was that.
Because
I would always start to brush my hair with it. I called it my hard brush.
Yeah.
And I'd start to brush my hair there, and by the time I did one stroke, it hurt too much.
Wow.
So I would know and brush it, and then go, ah, and then leave the other side.
My other suggestion for that was going to be, maybe it was because you rock a side pony a lot.
I do rock a side pony a lot. Ever since I saw pictures for the Hunger Games, I thought, oh, I want that look.
You only saw the pictures? You never saw the movie?
No, there's a movie? What happens in the movie? Is it about hair?
I haven't seen the movie, so.
It is about hair.
So why are they hungry? For hair? Do they eat hair?
No, they just spend all of their time in the salon and they never get a chance to have lunch.
Boy, I need to see this movie.
All right, hashtag girl problems on the Wake Up Call.
Why is it so hard to find a pair of ripped jeans in a petite size that fits? Hashtag I'm distressed. Hashtag leg through the right hole. Hashtag girl problems.
This is a problem I cannot relate to.
Why not?
Oh, I've never, there's nothing petite on my body.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I have many pairs of distressed clothing. And it is, it's tricky sometimes when you're putting on pants that already have holes in them. You just put your foot right through, and it sometimes turns one leg into shorts.
Have you talked to Kevin? Because Kevin sometimes wears those ripped jeans.
We don't talk anymore.
Why?
Kevin and I have a past.
What? I did not see this coming.
He took me on a date and never called me again.
What?
So when I walk past his little producer studio, I don't even look in there. I don't even look.
Where did he take you on a date?
Olive Garden!
When was this?
This was maybe 6 or 7 months ago.
And you wanted a second date.
I did.
God, we should have done a second date update.
Why didn't
we
do a second date update?
I don't know.
Did he get fresh with you?
Don't look at me.
Did he get fresh with you?
You're a heartbreaker. He did not.
Did you want him to?
Yes.
let's try to get you kids back together.
I don't know if I want that.
Okay, well, just...
But he wore distressed jeans that night, too.
Oh, of course he did.
And eyeglasses he didn't need.
Oh, well, it made him look smart.
It didn't.
Oh.
All right, last one. Hashtag girl problems on the wake-up call.
This is me. I want a boyfriend. I want to give him all my love. This is also me. Someone tries to flirt with me on a date. Sorry, I don't do that lovey stuff. Hashtag, oh, hey, go away. Hashtag therapy for me. Hashtag girl problems.
Wow.
Wow. Wow.
Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
I wish it worked out better with Kevin.
Yeah.
Me too.
Oh.
I'm a boss-ass bitch. Bitch, 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 bitch. I'm a boss-ass bitch, bitch, bitch. Bye.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.